The estimated payroll for the year's operation of this plant is $10 million.
Manakira lang sa aksyon. Wa, usalang si Tanna, pagkukapawin yung lakas ng kaka, itinura. May pagsakit, Robert Lo, Paolo Pauksingan, saan na kanit yung kapawin yung lakas niya, as he signed out that Tanna, $100,000, management agilirado, as he been raron, July, kita lupin niya ako siya, tema, hindi nga takuma, 1,500. As he, isaakin lo, pinpanong, tabra, at ilusunin siya, kasi sa $1 million each year, tapos niya, isaakin na yung katik, 1, 2, 3, how many years, isaakin pa rin. Kasi, kasi nakadagdami, ang maglugo, kasi kam na manin niya kami, paulang na inyak pat, paulang na inyak na ni, tabra, dahil dito rin, 4.5%, kanadun, agrak niya pa rin, at kamang nga, tinikagkangan na, tinikagkangan dali, kapit na nga rin, dahil na, kapit mo rin, 4.5%, at inisoy ang nga rin. Karena tetap nyama aki nga harun aki akpan ang makmadrong sepenuh dengan aki yening dari mana naklan asi aki yening lugu penyek penung haman years desema igle kalau hone 20 years sempat sulung de igle kalau hone karena manik aki nga tetap nyama aki yening dari penung Dema Indonesia 25% aki yening sulung de sigadu waktu itu aki yening sulung de sigadu Asi dalam itu kita kangen kat pada dalam 25% abu jaga kau ni 50% tiket nyerkan orang lain. Wah, dulu orang yang buka kapu, lagu ni absir ni kini ang malak di rumahnya cuma buka kapu. Wah, sama julu naga ang malak dah na olak ni ka, dah maksir ni olak ni yang penuh. Paling nyaran dan cuma gua aksional ini begini apa kamu asyik paling nyaran ini juga nyak dulu ini si shareholder rosi suri naga nih nak paling nyaran ini juga nyak dulu gua ini cuma waktu si ini coba dulu nalar kalau opsi ini cuma tinggi dulu anak teman nak lagu bisika lagu ni all you students that are presently going to school for you to understand the importance of this, that you continue hopefully in school, that you get all the time that you can possibly get, not thinking that you will become an operator, but thinking of becoming a supervisor of some profession, not thinking just regular mechanics, but thinking superintendent's position. And if we shoot at that, 100% we might get all the conflict. Well, that's what the agreement, that's what the whole agreement covers. How Tamna agreement na sign no doro, abra udawut sang ngipot, hindi nga sa sang ngay, hindi nga yung chakranik, tapo na ni operator chakranik, kanyang tiksa ng inglit, patakotik, bodi, chakranik, tenor top, nanatutin, patakotan. Asi Tamna, Bisa kerjakan ni, mana? Kapsinya kaji lagi dan semakin yang simal dulu. Harus sikit nak nak pun, apa kan dulu nak sudah kami yang pun, kena dek dek dulu yang kuda. Asyik kau mana so, gua ni nak gua kaput ini pel lagi dulu, sokut ini pel ini pun punya padu, kena so gua punya dulu masih mana? Gua nak sikit, nak gua ni amun ini rakut sikit, nak gua ni kanu. Jekro kudik sama dapur sanggup di kelok di rumah di Facebook ini kau bantu gua punya kau lebih sih tak pun agreement tak nak dapur
area, as with any new industry, some problems will definitely arise.
you guys are close, I'd like to add a little bit. This presentation is made to all of our villages. You're close by here. There's two things that you should be concerned with. One is our hunting, fishing, this kind of thing, because that's your country. So you should be concerned with that. And there'll be a lot of studies done to try to make sure we know as much as we can about it, so that we go ahead with the mine, we won't stop hunting or stop fishing or make it funny or whatever. We want to know that. So there'll be a lot of people coming in to talk to you, probably stay here in the village, or maybe all next summer. It's going to be pretty quick. Maybe even before summer they'll start coming around. They've got to do all this study. They'll be talking to you about all kinds of things. We'll try to work with Kaminko so they don't send the idiots over here that ask me questions that don't make no sense. Because a lot of them do that. We'll try to help. The other thing is that because you're close and you're going to be have the most impact, you and MoDAC, we're going to try to do our best to see that you get the benefit of the jobs, most jobs, at least early on. I mean, there are going to be a lot more jobs than you people can handle. But you've got to help us there. You've got to do a couple of things. You've got to make yourself available. When there's a job and you say you want it, you've got to do the job. You can't quit in the middle of the job. We gotta work at this too. This is our project, your project, if it goes. It's not the government's project or some outside company. We're involved in this. You're involved. That's our land. If it's gonna work, it's gonna produce jobs for you for a long time, 50 years or 100 years, it's going to make us money, then we've got to make it work. So that's important to you. So don't look at this like it's some outfit from outside. It's doing it. It's yours. Start thinking about it that way. If it's going to work, we're going to make it work. And you younger kids, you better start, as Roland said, start getting some training. Don't worry, this is pretty close. You're not that far off. There'll be training opportunities coming up. We hope you guys will all try to sign up for them. Because if you're not ready, we'll get somebody from somebody someplace else. You're not qualified to work in a position. Somebody else will take your job. There is one area where human is become real good. This is where they put in docking, port side. It's either going to be north of Kivalina or south of Kivalina. Not sure where yet. We do those kind of studies. People will do that studies on the coast, and in the water, will work out of here too. Probably the whole summer. Probably hiring some of you to help them. But wherever that port is, it's not going to be very far from Kivalina.
We have had to ask questions.
Yep. I'm trying to bring in the things that aren't covered here. And this is one of the areas where you people have to look at. Our policy, NANA's policy right now, is that nobody lives at the mine, or any of them, or the port. Nobody lives there. That's our policy. What we want our people to do is to be able to go to work wherever the mine is, and go home. We're trying to schedule it, like I mentioned, so that you can have enough time off so that you can hunt, fish, this kind of thing. We don't want to move entire villages and abandon them. There's a possibility, though, that it might work out for Kivalina down the road if that's what people want to do. With the port, not with the mines too far in line. So the port is not going to be very far from where you normally hunt and fish anyway. So I wanted to bring those things out before you start asking questions. Okay, sure. Lots of people to ask you questions.
How's the mining company plan? I
agreement. And Minko, along with Nana, has to make a trip like this to every village in our region at least once a year, except for no tax. They have to come at least twice a year to make a verbal report like this, so that those people who can't read or have trouble understanding or who want to ask and answer questions can ask this face to face. Whereas you missed it when you walked in, the first part of it, the general explanation from a group camera picked one up and go up. As other publications are made, we just signed the agreement yesterday. That's the only thing we've been able to come up with so far. We felt rather than wait until we get all this stuff, we better get here with what we got now. Start letting you understand where we're going from here, so you'll start thinking about it. And if we're going to have problems, we want you to bring them out. So everything that'll come up, you'll get a hold of at one point or another. In fact, you're going to get tired of talking about 9 after we get to that. Be just like D2.
Will the red dot have any
thank you.
this is different than Elders Conference did before, 4 years. And whatever the village want me to bring down, they get together, mostly elders, anyone interested, if they let me know or give me a written note to take down, I'll take it down and take it to these people and the elders from different villages. And between them, they can talk about it. And then I have some papers up there. I never report to anybody yet. I want to report them, but now, whenever we call up a meeting, very few people will show up. And we like more elders, 50 years and older, even that young, maybe not 55 or so. We like to have as much as people in the program. I want to work with Lana down there and work with the people here, but it's been pretty hard. And I want to encourage you to try to come to our meetings when the meeting is called up. One of these days we are going to try to call up at dinner. And after dinner we'll report what I brought back from the last meeting. Damna Koni Iska Katimungapsi Katimajya Salihamna Allono Apkunanga Katimasukhani Katimna Allor Laktu Vangovanuna Kirami Tonunga So Idui Ikaksi Idna Piyupsi Naluna Sablu Dasam Ordinaria Kala Pakpadali Katimalikrami Asin Dasamunga Kheyliu Hanwasin Kodi Balu Aglaulu Agiskutu Ilipsinyo Rukor Lugu Pirakshagala Opamas Tinguli Katimajya Kaku Kakavu Kong Echu Vasili Sama Makoni Nami Kodi Gilaha Reta Amani Kusakavu Kusagani Kuchu Nipe Nipaya Kavu Damna Inismat Kutugu Donuma Pirakshamik Inna Katilla Buddha Nalleksi Mancha Nakpan Interesta Uta Ilmata Inna Ato Chimun Pirakhata Uta Asi Kuvangami Donumo Rangu Tamangami Hanusilu Inna Srauta Uva Dalubala Uyuh Sopini Yeju Protectista Uma Habda Deva Supayora Mingu Kodra Adu I want to encourage each and everyone to try to be in our meetings when the people are part of your country.
Saying that when we keep coming back. But this project affects Kivalina more than any other village. So I keep harping out about it, but we're looking for more say from you people about how this goes than from anybody else. So we don't want you to sit back and leave it up to me. I'm not going to make those decisions for you. They're too long term and they're too important for you. So I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to keep coming back, or our people are, and we're going to keep asking you and bothering you until you tell us what you think ought to be done. And it'll be on all kinds of things. So if you're thinking that you might not have a say, forget it. You're going to have more say than you probably want. But everybody will come back. We'll make sure Kivalina heard almost everything that goes on this project. That's why we have these controls on what we think are the more important parts of this project. The environment, the water, the land, the fish, the game, those kinds of things. We've got the control of that. And really the way we exercise that control is through your elders' council. I want to back up what Mildred is saying. I don't know how many of you are listening to the radio or listening to us when we come around. NANA's most important project, more important than this one, is our spirit program. And we're going to try our best to make it work. So we'll keep coming back on that too. So the quicker you get involved in that, the less you'll have to see me. So get busy with that, because we can't even take advantage of these jobs at Red Dog and hold them if we don't get that program going. We can't hold jobs now, our people. We've got to change before that happens. The way we're going today, if that mine opened up tomorrow, within 6 months, almost all the jobs would be held by Nalalmis, because most of you would quit the jobs. They'd have to hire Nalalmis. We've got to turn this around and start working things out for ourselves.
One thing I'm proud about is I'm glad you're NANA and Amiku thinking about subsistence. Because I'm a subsistence hunter, I wouldn't want anything bothered your subsistence. Like our lifestyle. We live by game all our life, and I'm proud and I'm glad that we all had agreement, because if it destroys animals, it's going to destroy the animal. I don't know, job is good or money. I think, the way I'm thinking, myself anyway, nobody else, this is my opinion. Hunting is more important. Games are more important than money, because we don't have anything in our store, just a can. I'm glad that we
That's good, Joe, and you make sure that all the kids learn to feel the same way too, because that's all the job is for, is money. And the only reason we're opening this up is for the jobs, for the money. Because our people, and you people told us that today you can't live without some money. So what we're trying to do is put a mine in, working with Kamiko, where we do both. We get time to subsist, we try to protect that by working with you, and at the same time you'll be able to get a job and get some of that money that you need too. It's a compromise. We're trying to go halfway, and we hope it can work. Down the road, maybe the kids will be different, but right now we need both.
And I guess sometimes during those slides you saw an airplane with some people coming out of it, and that's why there'll be a pretty good size airport right up at the job site, right up at the mine. So we'll be flying in there, work for hopefully 2 full weeks, and then go home for 2 full weeks, hopefully. And you can do both. That's what we're talking about, both. You're hunting, subsistence, way of lifestyle, and also work. Hopefully you have a job as part too. But you can almost do both. We're trying to work those things. And all that comes out is everything we're working. We've been working on it out in our school. And it has not been too successful. That's the reason why we have the spirit program going. Hopefully that everybody will learn to like themselves and appreciate themselves, but they can do all these jobs and still live and know the way that their fathers and forefathers lived, and live that subsistence way of life in today's day.
We couldn't afford to set up any training programs up here with the number of people that we've had to train. You'd have to go to a training center like the Vocational Technical Center in Kotzebue, or even further. We're looking at training, for instance, for drillers in Canada, different places. We have to take advantage of where they are. One of the biggest problems we have right now that we're looking at is training of heavy-duty operators and mechanics. The closest place we got is in Washington State. Nothing in Alaska. Boy, if you try to set up one in Alaska, you know, you need $3 million worth of equipment just to get started. So it's going to be hard to do that. Some of the people we're going to have to send to mines in other Cameco mines to learn the job right there on the job in an existing mine before this one opens up. But a lot of the jobs can be handled through vocational training in Kotzebue or through going to college, getting training in college. I might just mention one thing about how we're going to handle hiring. We're going to be involved in hiring people too. We are already. Whatever they need, they come to us. We're setting up a shareholder job program on our computer in Anchorage. For every shareholder, if somebody filled out these forms last year or year before, they go on a computer, so if they need cat skinner, we can punch in the computer and we'll get a list of cat skinners and where they are. And we'll give this to Manila Manpower, and then they'll go contact the people to see who's available for a job. So that's how we're going to work it. To Manila Manpower, hiring. But Kibalina and NOTAC will get priority.